SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After warning Palestinian civilians to evacuate nearly two dozen neighborhoods, Israel's military has launched an aerial assault on Hamas operations in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. A Senate panel hearing from FBI Director Christopher Wray this morning. Testimony before the Judiciary Committee. Among other things, Wray urging reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act due to expire at month's end.
Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin plans to seek more information on everything from the FBI's handling of FISA warrants to border security and children's online safety. This year's hearing may include strong political overtones. There's growing concern among Republicans. The FBI has become a tool in the Democrats' arsenal to attack President Biden's political adversaries, most notably former President Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
The Senate preparing to take up the president's request for more military aid for Israel and Ukraine, a test vote expected tomorrow in the upper house of Congress. President Biden's poll numbers remain weak at best.
According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's job performance, while nearly 56% disapprove. Recent public opinion surveys continue to show low approval ratings fueled by unhappiness over the president's handling of the economy. With only 40% approval, Mr. Biden trails Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush at the same point in their first term in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A police standoff at a house in a Washington, D.C. suburb yesterday ended with a fiery explosion. It was felt for blocks around. The home in Arlington, Virginia was engulfed in a massive fireball and a shower of debris. On Wall Street, the Dow down 132 points, the Nasdaq trading 57 points higher. This is SRN News. Would you add a stranger in a strange land to your Christmas list?
The folks at Samaritan's Purse hope that you will. They're promoting their 2023 Christmas gift catalog, which allows people in this country to purchase things for poor people in third world countries. You can buy a filtering system for a family that has no clean water, or livestock for a herdsman in a place where such a gift will transform his life. Many gifts at numerous price points are available. The website is SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey of Muslims and Buddhists in Southeast Asia finds they are much more worried about Islamic extremists than the growth of Christianity. The Pew Research Center study examined religious attitudes in Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Singapore, and Cambodia. Still, large percentages of Muslims and Buddhists do see Christians in their countries as a threat to their culture. International Christian Concern says the attitude is part of the reason for the persecution of believers. SRN News. The city of Detroit is on track to record its fewest yearly murders in nearly six decades.
Through November 30th, Detroit had recorded 228 homicides, an 18% decrease over the same period last year. In 2018, Detroit had 261 homicides, the fewest since the 214 homicides recorded in 1966. Officials on Monday credited a partnership between the city, Wayne County, and the state that improves coordination among agencies and courts. It also has resulted in a 36% drop in carjackings and 13% decrease in non-fatal shootings. Officials formed the coalition in 2021 to improve the local criminal justice system. Keith Peters reporting.
No reports of serious damage or injuries from a 5.1 magnitude earthquake that shook Hawaii's Big Island last evening. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says it was centered near the Kilauea volcano. More details, SRNnews.com.